Well, here are some alarming statistics. Across the country, the use of heroin has doubled since the mid-90s. A few years ago here in Massachusetts, 738 people died of opiate overdoses, heroin and prescription pills, twice as many as were killed in car accidents. But that was fewer overdose deaths than in previous years, which some doctors attribute to a pilot program started by Boston EMTs and now used in over 15 states. At its heart, naloxone, also called Narcan. Since the late 1960s, emergency room doctors and highly trained paramedics have injected it into overdosing addicts because it was shown to reverse or halt the effects of heroin and other opiate drugs. In 2006, it became available as a nasal spray. Last year, the FDA held hearings to consider whether it should be sold over the counter. Meanwhile, families of addicts were clamoring for it, and Massachusetts began distributing an emergency kit, including Narcan, to outreach workers, shelters, and parents. Last week, we sat down on a breezy deck with a mother who credits Narcan with saving her son. First when she administered it, then when arriving EMTs did. She brought along the plastic bag with the remnants of that night.
What's this?
This is the single-patient use resuscitator that the EMT used when they came to our house. It has all the packaging in there, the intubator that they put in him, the extra dose of Narcan that they gave to him. There's still some leftover heroin in there.
In this bag?
In this bag.
You can hear the shock in this suburban mom's voice that she even has this and that her son was using it. He held a job, was even sweeter than normal, which she now knows is a side effect of heroin use, as were the dilated pupils in his big blue eyes. He hid the heroin well.
Yeah, my son had the habit, you know, which his grandfather did, was smoking cigarettes and rolling them themselves. But, of course, now we realize he did that so he can put the heroin into the tobacco and smoke it away.
We're seeing, yeah, the tobacco with, and there's the heroin.
It's the heroin.
You must hate that.
You know, the heroin addiction started with a pain pill addiction, and that's what I hate. Because that is a legal drug, and that legal drug has made the biggest man-made epidemic on America's youth. And that's what's really sad.
This mom frantically searched for and got help for her son. He was in recovery when she got help for herself from the support group Learn to Cope. She wants to remain anonymous, but wants to tell her story, so we asked her to pick it up from her first Learn to Cope meeting.
The first night I got informed about this Narcan that we can administer in case of an overdose, I got, educated on how to administer it, and I took a set home with me.
And then came the night when you needed it.
Well, you know, apparently he took some more of the heroin that he had bought earlier. We had searched his room, we searched everything. I don't know where he hid it, but he had taken it again that evening. And my husband heard a sound in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock. He heard a thud, and he went over to his bedroom, and he found our son slumped over sideways in his bed with his head on the nightstand. And he was unresponsive. We immediately went into panic mode, but also since I had gone to this parent support group and had the Narcan, I sort of knew what to do, which was to call 911, administer Narcan, and administer rescue breathing.
The Narcan is a nasal spray.
And one of the sprays was already assembled. There's a little tip that you need to put on top of the spray. So I put that in one of his nostrils and emptied it. The second valve was not totally assembled, and in my panic, I just could not get the tip onto it, and I just put the whole valve in his nose. So yeah, we were fumbling, even though I knew what to do with it. One dose of Narcan did not do it for him. The EMT administered their own package of Narcan, and he still did not come out of it. So they intubated him, and they gave him oxygen, and they drove him to the hospital. In some of the cases where the heroin has more substances in it than just heroin, the effects get multiplied, so the Narcan, one dose of Narcan is not enough. But what it did do was it halted the process of his brain shutting down. So it did not completely reverse it, but it halted the process of his brain shutting down.
And I understand the EMTs were shocked that you had your own.
I mean, the police came up to me, how come you have it? And they didn't know, they didn't realize it. They thought only EMTs had it. They had no idea. And even the doctors at the emergency rooms, they did not know that parents could have it. They were surprised by it. Of course, they were happy by it, and they recommended us that we had it. But parents are able to get this.
How, you know, devastating to see your child in this situation. But there was something you could do.
Yes, it was very empowering. Of course, afterwards, when the doctors told us that the Narcan halted the process of his brain shutting down, also that I could tell the doctors and the emergency room personnel about this, I felt that was very empowering to bring him back to life and give him another chance. He seems to be very happy right now.
But then she showed us pictures she carries around of what her son looked like when he overdosed. She has the pictures, and she has the memories she can't shake.
His skin felt so strange. There was a strange feeling to it. But of course, by then, you know, he was put on a respirator, intubator. He had pneumonia because there had been some fluid stagnant in his lungs.
Oh, this must be so... I'm sorry, there's more. This must be so difficult for you to see.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Difficult, but it could have been far worse, could still be, and not just for her son. When we come back, why this mother still carries several rescue kits with her everywhere she goes. And again, she has access to them because her support group, Learn to Cope, is enrolled in a pilot program here in Massachusetts and in several other states, which allows distribution of the kits to people who aren't in the medical profession. The FDA has approved naloxone, or Narcan, as an injectable drug for use by doctors, but it is just considering the nasal spray that families can use. So we're going to have much more in 1 minute here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our look at a program that was started here in Massachusetts, where it's credited with reversing more than 1,800 overdoses from heroin and prescription painkillers. At the heart of the program, the drug naloxone, or Narcan, which was injected by Boston EMTs into overdosed addicts. But when a nasal spray was developed, it was distributed to others. Dr. Alexander Wally is assistant professor of medicine at Boston University School of Medicine. He's medical director of the program, and we sat down for a chat.
We in this state actually have had more overdoses than car accidents since the late 1990s.
That's incredible.
Right.
And what are you seeing naloxone due to those stats?
Since about 2007, 2008, we're no longer among the highest states in overdose deaths. So while it's gone up in many other states, it's flattened out and gone down a little bit in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm actually reading that naloxone is credited with reducing the rate of overdose deaths by up to 47% in the communities, in the towns in Massachusetts where it's used.
That's what our recent study showed. Traditionally, only paramedics could carry naloxone, but with the use of an intranasal device and the innovation there at Boston EMS, they allowed the whole range of EMTs to be able to carry the device.
Because as opposed to having it in a syringe.
And so the next step from there was to try to distribute this in the community. So initially we distributed amongst injection drug users because they're really the folks that are most likely to see an overdose and those who are most likely to overdose themselves. But what we found very soon after we started it at the needle exchange in Boston and Cambridge was that there was a demand beyond just those people with personal experience with their own opioid or heroin use, that their friends and family wanted to have it because they're the ones who are seeing the overdose. We've seen a substantial decrease in the communities where we've implemented this community-based overdose education and naloxone rescue kit program. If you're overdosing, you're not alert or awake enough to give this to yourself.
So as we've been hearing, families are now saving their children. One mother who wanted to remain anonymous talked to us about the night she administered Narcan to her overdose son, and she also showed us pictures.
What's this? I'm sorry to do this to you, but... And some of it might be shocking.
They are, but her son is now sober. She attends the support group Learn to Cope, which is enrolled in the pilot program, and parents counsel other parents about the use of Narcan. I asked her, does the fact that his parents saved him with it help their son in his sobriety?
In the beginning, he had that. The brain of an addict is so, well, messed up. Even after we saved our son and he thanked his father for finding him that night, a week or what later, he said, you know, why didn't you just let me die?
You have the Narcan now in this little plastic bag in front of us. Are you going to keep it? I guess I'm asking, do you trust this disease?
No, never. No, never. I think it's a lifelong disease. I don't know. I'm still learning about this. I have one set in my purse, always with me, wherever I go. I have two sets at home. I just, you know, if I need it to use it on someone, I will use it. It's been proven over and over again that it reverses overdose from heroin. So if I can save a life and give someone another chance, it might be the second chance, it might even be the fifth chance, I will use it over and over again because recovery is always possible.
And it might be someone else's son.
Ugh. It might be someone else's child. That would be the hardest thing of all. Yeah, if I would not have it with me and someone is having effects of an heroin overdose. Yes.
You have told us that this is still very difficult for you, and that's obvious. But it sounds like what's also difficult for you is you go to your support group and there are other parents who don't even know about this.
No, every week when I go there, and I've been going there, you know, when I am in town, I go there every Monday night. I go to this meeting, and every Monday night, they're new parents. And some of them have been dealing with this for over 10 years before coming to a support meeting. And then when they hear about the Narcan, this is the first time that they hear about it, and they have lived in fear of overdosing, and sometimes their kids have overdosed. And they didn't know about this. And I'm so shocked about that, that it is not more known to parents that they can use this. This is my son when he was 18 years old. Pictures.
It's beautiful. What is that instrument he's holding?
A guitar. They were pictures taken for his yearbook. This picture was taken on the day he overdosed.
Oh boy. Here's the next picture.
This is the picture after they brought him to the hospital.
These are very difficult pictures. He's got the tube in his mouth. He looks quite gone.
He looks gone. His eyes were... This was like discolored. It was blue or almost getting black. The thing is, you love your child so much. You feel like a failure as a parent. And I don't know why this happened, because he got all the drug education that they have out there at the schools. The thing is, I think the drug education focuses on marijuana, and then the kids try marijuana, and the sky doesn't fall down. Then they think, you know what, we'll just take a pill, because, hey, that's legal. What can be wrong about that? And from one pill, they go to the next pill, until they can't afford it anymore, and they get addicted, and then they go over to heroin.
Look, you are echoing every parent whose child has had an addiction, but in this case, a failure. I mean, you saved his life.
Yes, I know.
A Massachusetts mother who used the drug naloxone or Narcan to save her son from a heroin overdose. By the way, I misspoke and said another drug, but it is Narcan or naloxone. It's approved as an injectable drug. The FDA is considering the nasal spray, which is being used in these pilot programs. According to the Centers for Disease Control, there were 188 programs in 15 states, with 50,000 people trained to use naloxone in 2010. There are more now, each with its own requirements. So check with your state's health officials to learn more. Latest news is next, here and now.
Thank you.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, and PBS, presenting Constitution USA with Peter Sagal, a look at how our Constitution keeps pace with modern America, tonight at 9, 8 Central. And TED Talks Education, TED's first television show, hosted by John Legend with Jeffrey Canada and Bill Gates, tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on PBS.